And that's fun. Isn't it? I saw a lot of these guys eating pizza. They looked really happy. So it's already been a success. But more important than the physical food, we want to get spiritual food tonight. And this is the best part of what we're going to do here tonight. We're going to hunt some Easter eggs here in a little bit. How many of you guys are excited about that? William's a little disappointed. I told him he couldn't hunt eggs. He's got to help hide them. He's a little sad about that, but he's going to get over it. But we're excited about that. I got to tell you guys, when I was growing up, I was terrible at finding Easter eggs. My sister was always a punk. My parents would hide eggs every Easter Sunday morning. They would put eggs out around the house, and they did one dozen eggs and hid them around the house. And we would get up on Easter Sunday, and we would hunt Easter eggs. It was a family tradition that I hated because my sister would find all 12 eggs, and I would be looking around. And my mom would be like, "Look up, honey, look up." And I'd look up, and, you know, there's nothing up there. And it was like that. It was just bad. And I'd be, you know, the hotter, you're getting hot, you're getting warm, you're burning up. And I still couldn't find them. I was just terrible at finding stuff. Terrible. I think that's a boy thing, though. I think there's something about guys, you can be looking at something and not be able to see it. Something about that. Only ladies have trouble finding their glasses. Right? And their keys. But I want to give you some help that may save you a lot of trouble. For all of you that wear glasses, if you can't find your glasses, don't wait to the last place you look, right up here. Because that's normally where they are. After you've looked everywhere else, they're right up there. But I got some good news for you tonight, because the things of God, He promises we can find if we'll look for them. In Matthew chapter 6, in verse 33, Jesus says this, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Would you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, thank You for the opportunity to come and to worship You tonight, to open up Your word. And Lord, I pray that we would learn tonight, not just about finding Easter eggs, Lord, but we would learn about finding the kingdom of God, finding Your righteousness and Your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please convict hearts here tonight and help me, for I'm nothing without You. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Easter means a lot of things to a lot of different people. I read a study that said that most people in America today know that Easter is a religious holiday, but only 42% of Americans know that Easter has something to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Less than half of Americans know that Easter has to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's terrifying to me. Listen, it's not really about Easter eggs. It's not really about the Easter bunny. It's not even about Cadbury cream eggs, which are glorious, by the way. It makes my teeth hurt just thinking about them. One Sunday school teacher asked her students in her class, she wanted them to write down, "What does Sunday school mean to you?" And one of her students said, "It means egg salad sandwiches for the next 2 weeks." And listen, we have fun. We do Easter egg hunts. We do all that stuff. But I want you to know something tonight. This time of year is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody once said Christmas is the promise, and Easter is the proof. And that's what this is all about. It's about Him. And I want you to know that this Savior, Jesus Christ, He has made Himself available to everybody. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God blesses those that seek Him. I want you to listen to these verses in 2 Chronicles 26. 2 Chronicles 26 says, "Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. Listen to this. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And you, here's the fact, guys. If you'll seek God, he'll make you to prosper. God will bless you when you seek him. God blesses those that seek him. But I want you to know this. The only way that you can find God is to seek him through his son, Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people out there will tell you there's a lot of different ways to heaven. There's a lot of people out there tell you that all these different people are worshiping the same God, and it's simply not true. I want to tell you tonight, as clearly and plainly as I can, if you want to know God, if you want to have eternal life, if you want to be part of the kingdom of God, the only way you can get there is through Jesus Christ. But when we come to God, we have to come seeking him in a certain way. We have to come with seeking him with a repentant heart. Now, repentance may be something that you don't know about. We understand, most people understand asking for forgiveness. When you do something wrong and you get caught, you say you're sorry. But repentance isn't just being sorry that you got caught. Repentance is something else. The word repentance in the Bible means this. It means to have a change of mind. It means that we've done wrong. How many of you guys have ever disobeyed your parents? Put your hand up, Jerry. Yeah, me too. Did you know that that's one of the Ten Commandments, if we disobey our parents? That was the first commandment with a promise. God said if you honor your mother and father, that your days will be long upon the earth. That's because if you disobeyed my mama, she would shorten your days upon the earth. Amen. And you can tell her I said so because it's true. Some of the stuff I don't want you to tell her I said so because I'm still scared of her. See, listen, guys. Here's the reality. Everybody in this room, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is perfect and holy and just, and he won't allow any sin into his kingdom, not even a tiny little bit. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that if you offend in one point of the law, you're guilty of the whole thing. If all you ever did wrong was tell one lie, you would be guilty of breaking God's commandments, and you would be condemned. And so we've got to come to God with a repentant heart, where we're turning away from our sin and turning to God. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 9 says this. Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And God says that if you will forsake your way, that means to turn away from your sin, and you'll turn to God, return unto God, that he will bless you. That's how we seek him, with a repentant heart. It says, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry that my sin put Jesus on the cross, and I want to turn to God and follow him. We also need to seek him, not just with a repentant heart, but we need to seek him with all our heart. I want you to listen to these Bible verses, guys. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Jeremiah 29:12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Listen, you're not going to come to God if your heart's not in it. You can't seek Jesus if you don't really want to know Jesus. You can't be part of his kingdom unless you truly believe. Acts 8:37, Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And when we have a repentant heart where we're willing to recognize and admit before God we have sinned, turn from that sin and turn to God. If we will believe with all our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who died for our sins on Calvary's cross, then we can come to him for salvation. we can seek his kingdom. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says this. Romans 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A lot of you guys might have came here tonight because you wanted to find some Easter eggs. And I hope you find some Easter eggs. And I hope when you find some really good candy, you'll share it with me. But there's something far more important I hope you find here tonight. I hope you find an understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, we don't get to God's kingdom because we're good people. Because we're not good people. We don't get to God's kingdom because you go to church, or because you get baptized, or because you do good stuff. You ought to do good stuff. You ought to get baptized. You ought to go to church. But that's not what gets you to heaven. The only thing that will get us into the kingdom of God is repentance of our sin and faith in Jesus Christ alone. You see, God loved you so much that his only son Jesus came and suffered a terrible death on Calvary's cross. They put him in a tomb, but he didn't stay there. 3 days later, he rose again. He conquered death and hell in the grave, and he offers that promise of the resurrection to all who repent and believe in him. And so right now tonight, I'm going to ask you to very quietly stand up. I'm going to ask our musicians to come, and we want to invite you tonight to respond to the gospel. If you realize tonight that you've never been saved, you've never been born again, you need Jesus to be your Savior, we want to invite you to come and let us show you in the Bible how you can know for sure you have eternal life. If you are saved, I pray that you'll come and make sure everything in your heart is right with him tonight. You see, we seek him. We get to become part of the kingdom through faith, repentance, and faith in Christ. And we live out that kingdom life by keeping our heart right with Jesus, by living daily in repentance, and by walking with him by faith each day. So we want to invite you to come as we sing. What number? Number 544. Holy Spirit's convicting your heart. Anything you need to get right with the Lord, would you come?